Hi, this is Fabi Fav.
And this is Babelito.
And we are
Latinos Who Lunch,
the podcast where we talk about important things like...
No te hagas la europea.
Hello, hello, hello.
Kasho, kasho, kasho.
Bish, ¿cómo te sientes?
Me siento rellena.
Muy... Muy rellena.
Muy, muy excited.
We're very excited today because we have a special guest with us.
Juan Carlos Espinosa Cuellar or Cuellar?
Cuellar.
Cuellar. Oh,
aleluya, amén.
Bienvenido.
Aleluya, aleluya, que cada quien agarre la suya.
We've been talking of having you in the podcast for how long now?
I don't know, 2 years?
Ay, ni nos conocíamos. No, no se crean. Sí, ya, mucho tiempo ya.
So before we get into who our distinguished guest is, let's talk about what we just ate.
Well, I'm on the vegetarian lifestyle.
And you're doing so good, girl.
It was really hard for me because we went to this place that literally only had one thing vegetarian, and that was a bean burrito.
Girl. Es que me tienen
que
contratar a mí para que yo les haga un menú así vegetariano con unos... Unas rajitas, unos nopalitos.
I know.
Su cebollita, su salsita.
And
what did you have?
And I'm in the path of not trying to have, ¿cómo se dice? Camarones. But that's all they have in that freaking menu. So I have.
Ay, mijo, tienen carnitas también, tienen muchas cosas. No way.
¿Cómo ir a un lugar de ocean food and eat meat?
The meat is bomb.
We're in Las Vegas. We're in the desert, girl.
That's true, that's
just
true.
Eat the meat.
Esta se hace la que está allá en Rosarito.
I had camarones a la poblana, which means cream, rajas, and corn.
And diarrhea.
Yeah. That's what that is.
Oh, my God.
And what did you have, Juanito?
Ay, yo me un pedazo de carne asada con un nopal, frijolitos, un arrocito blanco. En su punto, unas tortillas hechas a mano.
Síguele, síguele.
Y una coca de dieta. Es que quiero adelgazar.
Oh. No. It was good. But you love it there. This is the second time we eat there.
Es que está bien bueno ahí. Y también los waiters también son muy, muy amables. Muy amables.
Sí, sí. Sí, muy sí. Buenas personas, oh, ellos
sí,
todos.
Sí, sí. Sí, la verdad.
Yeah, so it's a local Mexican restaurant here in Las Vegas. We have a lot of really good places, but that one is probably one of the best close to the university.
For seafood.
Ting. Yeah.
No names.
To seafood, to eat food, porque... Yeah. Verla nada más, pues como que no, ¿verdad?
They opened this restaurant that I want to try. It's called Culichi Town. And it's like a Culichi? Mexican sushi place.
That sounds like a
They're all over California.
Like, te lo voy a poner Culichi.
So, Juan.
Ay, no, luego me...
Te desplayas.
Luego enseño el cobre.
We met you through our friends here at UNLV. Mm-hmm. You know, we've become closer and closer to a lot of activists in town, a lot of academics in town, and you are one of those people. And I'm so happy that we have you on the podcast because you've been in Las Vegas for a while. We went to high school together.
Amiga.
That's crazy.
Which I did not remember because...
Bailas!
Oh, girl. Yeah. Me and all those Mormons, bailando. Yeah, let's get into it. What? First of all, you are getting your master's here at UNLV.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Pues, procrastinating.
That's grad school right there.
Oh, girl. I'm doing my master's in education. From an early age, I always wanted to be a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I also wanted to be a drag queen, but I think I wanted to be a teacher more than a drag queen. Maybe I can be a drag queen teacher one day. So
yeah.
My mother was a teacher in Mexico. Mi mamá, she would teach adults how to read and write. And I remember this lady that she used to teach. She was like 70-something year old.
Mm-hmm.
And this was in the early 90s when the economic crisis hit Mexico pretty hard.
Yes.
And I remember everybody, all the young people leaving Mexico. And
all at once, right?
Sí.
Yeah.
Se fueron todos los maridos. No te creas. So then this lady was... Ay, no me puedo poner en serio. This lady would come to my mom's class every time que mi mamá iba a la colonia de ella a dar clases. She would be there all the time. She would arrive early with her little notebook and her little pencil y lista. Oof. Y dice, esta señora está, like, she's committed, you know, yeah. Like... And ahí me daba ternura porque since I was little, me como mm-hmm. yo me crié con mi abuelita, I, you know, that was like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
And I just remember one day around Christmas, she showed up for like the last day of, you know, the clase antes de las Navidades y todo eso. And she brought a little wrinkled paper with her and she asked my mom if she could share something with the class. And mom was like, of course. And she started reading the first letter she was able to write to her son who lived in the United States.
Damn.
Because I don't know if you lived in Mexico, Anton. You remember mm-hmm. back in the day, like a $10 calling card was like, what, like 10 minutes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And she didn't know how to read and write, so she had to pay people to read and write her letters. And I remember seeing esa luz on the lady's eyes, and I was like, I want to be an educator.
Wow. You
know? And I want to be an educator that uses storytelling that centers Latino, Mexican, indigenous knowledge, right?
Uh-huh.
And motivate. So I want to be the teacher that I wish I had in high school. Even though we had a lot of badass teachers, you know?
But yeah.
Shout out to Miss Leoni. Out there. Miss Schmidt, Miss Tartaro, on the stand.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So that got ingrained in your memory, and that's why you are doing what you're doing right now.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
I always love storytelling, you know, from my abuelitas, from the tías, and, you know, that's pretty much part of our culture, you know. We sit around and we talk. I mean, we didn't have Grindr, we didn't have Facebook, we had...
Storytelling.
We had chisme, we had storytelling.
Exactly.
We had las tías, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I really like that. I feel that it's... And I also remember growing up with brown teachers, with teachers that... Perhaps they didn't get paid as much, like my mom.
Yeah.
But they cared about us. They would cry of happiness when we would do well in school.
Yeah.
And I remember when I came to the States, that was a big culture shock. Because I had such high respect for teachers in Mexico. Like, you didn't disrespect the teacher
no,
in Mexico.
No, te dan a tablazos, güey.
Te pegaba la maestra, llegabas a la casa y te pegaba tu mamá también.
Exacto, yes.
You know, and my mom was not... She never hit me with la chancla because she was a high femme in Mexico. So she would hit me with a tacón.
So damn. Was my mom.
It was more painful.
Yeah.
And I tell my mom, ¿te acuerdas cuando me pegabas? She's like, no, no es cierto, puras mentiras. Just because you're old and adorable now. Like, no, she's, no. Mamá, no es cierto, no dije que estabas old. La gente me pregunta que si es mi hermana, and I'm like, really?
Wow. So I remember when you were in high school, you were an activist even then. Can you tell us about the project that I think I remember?
Oh, girl.
What was it about? Because there was a bit of controversy.
A bit. So it was a group of ESL students. Mm-hmm. I was fine, and not only ESL students, ESL immigrant students that organized the first day of silence at Las Vegas High School. And I always find it so empowering to think of what a small group of students, not small group, we were a big group, but our group of students accomplished. I remember that we were very scared of what the reaction from the school was going to be. But one thing that we had was a resolve that we were going to do something. That one thing that I learned from my grandmother and from my mother is that if we don't do it, even if nobody else does it, pero si no lo hace nadie, like, nobody's ever going to do it. So yeah. Might as well be the first, aunque te toquen los chingadazos,
mm-hmm.
do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what, I'm going to do it. And so I remember doing research in la computadora, you know, in or dial-up computer.
Boop, 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 boop,
boop. And I was like buscando, you know, información. So I came across the Gay and Lesbian Education Network, And then I found the Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. And then I came across the Day of Silence. Uh-huh. And I was like, ooh, like an action that we can actually do at school that is not too, I guess, not too difficult to put together, because it's just wearing black, taping your mouth, and passing out information. And, you know, I was like all naive, and she was like, esto va a estar bien fácil, you know? So I remember...
Peladas, peladas.
But my mom knew I was gay because I had came out to her already. But she didn't know I wanted to also be an advocate, and I wanted to be an activist about it. But I'm like, you know, you raised a little activist. What's, you know... que te sorprende ahora. So I told my mom que it was to prevent domestic abuse, that I was part of that campaign. So I had
that's part of it. Good.
So I had my mom and her comadres making moños negros. And they were all, you know, all inspired. But you know, at the end of the day, it's the same thing, because we're also trying to avoid domestic abuse against LGBT youth.
Yeah,
correct.
So in a way, I was not lying.
So, pero te pusiste a toda la familia a hacer moños negros.
A mi mamá y a sus comadres.
I love it.
Los moños estaban hermosos. Que hasta ganas de venderlos me daban para comprarme una de esas pizzas grasosas que daban en la cafetería.
Oh my, that was the bombest pizza, girl.
Por eso estamos todas gordas.
And that ranch.
Ay, oh my
ranch. High school ranch. Best. With those nasty ass soggy fries.
Girl. Yes. Oh.
And the Mrs. Fields cookie.
Oh, oh las Mrs. Fields, sí. Que te, yeah, la, te comías una y te subía el azúcar. Mira, te llorabas y te salían las lágrimas garampiñadas.
Lágrimas garampiñadas.
Okay, what happened?
Yeah, yeah.
Moños. Ya se me olvidó. No. Entonces, pues, ya yo traía todos los moños. Uh-huh. I printed the little slips y todo el desmadre. And we told the principal, y que the principal was like, oh, yeah, que he was supporting. And we had an advisor at that point. And I remember our advisor telling, ay, es que...
Te emociones.
Me emociono. I remember my advisor telling me, you know what, the administration is not very happy about what you guys are doing. So I cannot be your advisor anymore. And I was very sad, very heartbroken, because me growing up looking up to teachers, right? Mexico teachers were activists too. Like, salían a protestar en contra del gobierno.
Fecha, hasta la fecha.
Unos sí, unos no.
Unos más flojos que otros.
And so entonces yo, it was heartbreaking, you know, and I was like, damn, you know, we need an advisor to do this event. Pero yo tenía una inmensa fe en que íbamos a hacer esto. Like, we are going to do it. And if I have to do it without an advisor and I have to get in trouble, then I will do that.
Yes.
So then I was crying in the office, and a couple of teachers saw me crying. And they were like, what happened? They're like, our advisor just backtracked. Like, she's scared of losing her job over this. Mm-hmm. I feel so old talking about this. And... well, we're coming back to the same thing with this administration anyway. So
damn.
So there were three teachers, and there was two in particular. It was the biology and the science teacher. And I remember I talked to them. I was like, oh, this happened. They were like, we'll be your advisors, both of us. They make fun of us anyway, because people say that we're lesbians.
Awesome.
And they're like, we'll be your advisors, and, you know, give them something to joke about. We're going to help you make this happen. And I remember the Day of Silence, all of us showing up in black and with, you know, our mouths taped and passing around flyers. And I remember posting flyers and posters all over campus, and people taking them down as I was putting them. And pues yo iba y los ponía otra vez, you know? Mm-hmm. Y como yo era un student aide, I had access to the copy room.
Oh, sure. Yes.
You already know.
I do.
You know.
I was the aide for the home ec class. I went in there and made meals every day, bitch. Those kitchens.
Girl, hablando de eso, you know, I wish I want to become like a Mexican home ec teacher.
Yeah.
You know, that would be so amazing. Like,
what kind of advice will you
do?
Yeah,
yeah, como que.
Mija, si no está expire la leche. Y si se estira, la hacemos jocoque.
Una cuajada.
Una cuajada. Ay, no. Es que la gente tira todo a la basura. Like, mm-hmm. Que no se eche a perder el guacamole. Ponle un poquito de limón. Ay, no. Aunque no sé cocinar muy bien, lo mejor que me sale cocinar es el recalentado.
¡Qué güey! No. That's funny.
Okay, so they kept tearing the posters down.
Ay, sí, los
copy room.
Yo sí, el copy y todo eso, ¿verdad? Entonces, yo los ponía de regreso y yo era bien vale madres. Entonces, yo le pedía permiso a la maestra para ir al baño. Y cuando yo iba al baño, iba a checar.
Que estaban los posters
y yo pasaba los flyers y se los echaba a los chamacos adentro de los lockers y todo para que todo el mundo supiera.
Ajá.
Y eso causó una controversia tan grande que llegó la y the news channels were there trying to interview us, and I was
damn.
Like, I was at that point I became a little scared because I was like, I don't want to be in the news. Like, yeah. I wanted to make a point in the school, but I didn't know how big it was going to get. So I had a night school teacher. I want to give her a shout out, Miss Montalvo.
Shout out, Miss Montalvo.
And she taught us about the hero's journey. And she made me write a paper. And in that paper, I had to map my own hero journey, my hero cycle. And she was like, are you willing to cross that threshold? Are you willing to go forward with what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
This is part of your cycle. This is part of your calling. And I was like, oh, shit. Because Miss Montalvo was like this powerful English teacher, curandera, sabia, chamana. You know, it was like a mixture of all these things. Sí, porque era like, she would look at you and she would know what was happening with you. She would look at you and she would like, talk to me about what happened. I remember one time I was so desperate and so depressed that I wanted to commit suicide.
Uh-huh.
And I remember Ms. Montalvo took a good look at me and said, don't do it.
Without even asking.
And I went and talked to her outside and girl, like it was.
Damn.
She was one of those teachers, you know?
Ugh.
So now as a teacher, I hope that it can be a little bit of what Ms. Montalvo was to me in high school, right? And then in college, I had a lot of amazing, badass teachers like Dr. Revilla, like Dr. Clark, like muchos maestros y maestras que me formaron a lo que yo soy ahora, empezando por mi mamá.
Mm-hmm.
So then we organized this, and I love when Latinos tell stories because we go through all these tangents and all these
circles. Girl, you have us on the edge of our seat.
Yeah, like we're pinchy rolling coaster.
We go to La Esquina, we buy a kilo of tortillas, and we go buy some coffee, and we're not done with the story yet. Pero te acuerdas de aquella señora que no...
Oh my God.
So then Mr... Can we say his name, the principal?
Yeah, yes. Sure. Who cares? He doesn't listen to this.
Bueno, creo que ya... Falleció.
No, don't say that.
Pues con más ganas.
No, por eso. Ay, nos han nacido.
Well, the principal.
O el principal, que Dios lo tenga en su santa gloria.
Amén, aleluya, amén.
Amén. Digo. So then, he was wearing one of the ribbons, and Raymond, you remember Raymond?
Flamin' Raymond. Flamin' Raymond.
Hey, girl. Saludos, shout out.
That was his nickname?
People used to call him that, because this bitch, you know what? Shout out to Raymond because he was an inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
He would show up. I remember he would show up in platform shoes, platform heels.
Yeah.
With leather or like vinyl pants with flames up them because the kids would make fun of him because he was gay. So they gave him the nickname Flamin' Raymond. And
so
he
fucking
like,
embraced it.
Yes. Inspiration.
That's
bitch.
Beautiful.
Anyway.
Y entonces. La Ramona.
This was in the 90s when we were in high school.
But I was early 2000s. Tampoco nada. Esta ya tan niña.
Bailas. Because now everybody. Now it's like, I don't know. I went to my cousin's high school and everybody's gay now. So it was like.
Pues shit. We planted the seeds y mira, salieron todas las flores.
I know, man. Oh, anyway. Keep going.
Anyway. And then. Raymond, la Ramona. Que no,
sí.
No, la Ramona. Saludos, amiga. Va con un... Nos peleamos, pero ya nos vamos a reconciliar.
today.
Es que ella le iba a Hillary y yo le iba a Bernie Sanders. Sí. Y no se metan con mi viejito santo, porque ya tú sabes.
Ya termina tu pinche historia, güey.
Pero no yo.
Ok, ya.
Okay.
¡Baila!
Estúpida tu verga. Bueno, mija,
soy la reina del rating, ¿ok? Así que I'm sorry for you. Raymond le da.
Come on, Pablito. Stop. Get your shit together.
Okay.
Come
okay.
on, dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Raymond le da un moño de los negros, esos moños que hizo mi mamá con sus comadres, que les dije que... Y le da el moño más grande a Mr. Uh-huh. Ay, ya, chingue su madre, ya dije el nombre. Okay. Y bueno, y hasta un puerquito me sale. You know what? Él era un producto de su tiempo y bueno, you know. Al final del día, I think that he did challenge himself and, you know, hay que ponernos en lugar también a veces de la gente. Pero anyway, so, Raymond le da un moñón así enorme a mis... Y yo me quedo like, oh my God. Y me acuerdo que él lo traía puesto, tenía una cara seria y the teachers were telling us, you know what, he let you all do it, but he didn't support it.
Right? He didn't support it?
He didn't support it, but he tolerated us, you know.
Mm.
And to me, that was some sort of, avance, right? That we we were able to at least be tolerated in our school. And now, as a teacher, right, these... brings me almost to full circle, you know, to the point where I don't just want my students to feel tolerated. I want them to feel celebrated.
Yeah.
Oof.
Aunque los regaño, shout out to all my students, los regaño, pero they know, you know, that it all comes from love.
So you teach high school?
Yes.
Ah.
And, you know, I also want to thank you for something you did. After your class graduated, they put Fanta and hot Cheetos in the vending machines. So, shout out to you and your day.
Let's talk about the important issues right here. Yeah.
just kidding. But that's all.
Pero se pusieron Fanta.
Yeah. De piña.
Y yo que me gradué un año, me hubiera esperado.
I know. That's all I would eat, bitch.
Hubiera reprobado, dice la otra.
Sí, me hubiera esperado ahí para agarrar la Fanta y los... Pero ahora tenemos hot Cheetos.
Sí, gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. Ay, niña.
Amén. Okay.
Dios, hachiro.
So, con limón. Okay. So, high school, what subject do you want to teach? Or are you going to teach?
Home economics.
Wait, you already teach, but here at UNLV.
I teach both at the high school and at UNLV.
Oh, okay. What are you teaching?
Soy una persona muy multifacética.
Sí, lo que
me
estoy
gusta
viendo.
Caminar en la playa, salir a bailar. ¿No? Me gustan los libros me gusta la música de Mozart. Me gusta la cultura, mucha cultura. Me gusta Picasso. Me gusta. Me encanta Rubens.
Bitch,
me encanta.
Stop. Wait.
Me encanta el barroquismo.
Soy muy barroca.
Qué bonitas estas figuras. Qué bonitos esos dorados.
Yeah.
¿Por qué la mujer no vestirse con toda su lujuria? ¿Por qué?
Where is that from? I feel like that's an Almodóvar.
Shout out Manuela Trasovares.
Oh, yes.
La primera concejala transgénero en España. Saludo. Ole.
I saw that video.
Ole.
Canta.
Okay, so you teach here. What do you teach here at UNLV?
Doy clases de aromaterapia.
¡Qué estúpida!
Y también vende Herbalife.
Vendo Herbalife.
Y hago una clase de Zumba.
Y hago una clase de Zumba con música de Los Ángeles Azules. Y saliendo del Zumba, vendo menudo. Porque ¿a qué venimos? ¡A triunfar!
Oh, this is such a blessing. We needed this. Oh, thank you. Okay.
Hashtag UndocuJoy, Yosimar Reyes.
Yes.
Saludos hashtag. A la Yosimar.
Yes.
I love you.
Okay. So, somebody told me that you were once a famous drag queen.
Mentira. Si yo siempre he sido una señora cristiana de mi casa. De mi casa.
I heard you used to go all the way to the Bay Area to perform. Live.
Cuéntanoslo.
En vivo.
Todo.
Oh, my God.
Is it true?
Pues, tú sabes que una como inmigrante, it was, you know, it was hard to make a living sometimes, you know. It was hard to get a job because it was the pre-DACA years, right? So, yo vivía en una casa donde vivíamos varias muchachas y muchachos. Y vivía con... a varias chicas que hacían drag show. Y entonces me dijeron, gorda, métete de drag y vamos a hacer show y esto. Y lo que yo nunca aprendí fue hacerme maquillaje, porque, I don't know, nunca se me dio el maquillaje. Cuando me quise maquillar, quedaba como Hermelinda Linda.
Oh, my God, I love
that
movie.
That's my favorite movie.
Sí, parecía yo así, toda así. Parecía una foto así, postmoderna, no sé, de Picasso, de no sé qué. Que tenía un ojo por acá y otro ojo por allá. Pero yo perrísima, quedaba el show.
¿Y cómo te llamabas? What was your name?
Oh, esa es otra historia. Pero esa es otra historia. Pues, amiga, ¿estás bien?
Estoy llorando.
Ay, ojalá que no la pudieran ver a la amiga.
La Babelita controlada. Ok, keep going.
Entonces, pues, me invitaron a una de esas a hacer un show en el... ¿Cómo se llama este? Esta noche.
Oh, yeah. En San Francisco.
En San Francisco, mm-hmm. Sí, que ahora parece que lo gentrificaron y...
Yeah.
It's called Tonight. No,
it's waiting for tonight.
Pero acabaron con... Pobrecito. Entonces, yo me emocioné porque yo soy fan de la Lorenzo Rey de Lozano, que ella siempre escribía acerca de... del bar esta noche y las historias del bar esta noche. Yo lo tenía en su poesía de... Y entonces yo decía, oh my God, I'm gonna perform in that famous place. Y hablaba del, ¿cómo se llama? El sótano donde se cambiaban las drag queens y todo eso. Mm-hmm. Y todo, you know, muchas cosas que han pasado ahí. Entonces yo decía, oh my God, voy a ser parte de ese lugar histórico, que porque para mí era algo wow, ¿verdad?
Sí.
Llego ahí. Y entonces me dicen, es que mucha gente, no hay camerinos, vente vestida. Pues yo venía a salir del avión, me maquillé más o menos, me vestí en casa de mi amiga, me subí en el bus, así con el traje de drag que parece una señora, with a big luggage, y me acuerdo que me puse así como un así en la cabeza, un manto en la cabeza. Uh-huh. Que parecía, no sé, una santa, no sé.
Sí.
Ay, ¿verdad?
Toda una virgen.
Sí, una virgen. Virgen de las vírgenes. Tum, 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 tum. Doctor psiquiatra. Ay, ya no me diga,
doctor psiquiatra.
Quiero vivir mi propia vida. Ya. Entonces, sorry. Ay, un saludo. Okay. Shout out, Gloria Trevi. Muchos shoutouts.
Shout out.
Y entonces, pues ya yo estoy en el bus, ¿verdad? Y yo, perrísima, yo me hice violarse, dije, para que la gente piense que soy una señora y me respeten, ¿no? Y yo veía hasta traía mi monedero y todo. Y que se sube una de esas señoras, de esas de las cristianas de la vela perpetua, así como, con la Biblia en la mano. Dije,
sácate las babuchas.
Dije, ya. Y yo me quedé, ya como le haces así como para que no te vean, you know, like como... Dije, a lo mejor si no respiro, paso por desapercibida.
Ajá.
Porque a mí, la verdad es que me daba vergüenza que me vieran en público así. Porque
sí, pues sí, aparte es la primera vez,
cabrón,
¿no?
O sea,
sí.
Y en el show, no, en el show me desarmaba, hacía y deshacía y me valía maíz.
Te desplayabas.
Pero pues en la calle, hijo, pues también está fuerte, ¿verdad? Dije, pues, chingues, aquí nadie me conoce. Y para entonces no había Twitter ni nada. Entonces...
No te iban a difamar.
No me iban a difamar. Y entonces la señora me ve y la señora empieza a predicar.
No way.
Y dije, ay, por lo menos a ver si que es algo de que Dios nos ama a todos y que...
Right.
Y que, no sé. Dice, ¡no! ¡Esto se está convirtiendo en Sodoma y Gomorra!
¿En español así?
En español.
Oh, shit.
por la culpa de esta ciudad que está llena de maricones. Y yo me quedé fría. Porque mira, aquí dicen el apocalipsis. Y yo dije, ¿qué? ¿El apocalipsis? Dije, puta madre, ya cambiaron la Biblia. Yo ni me había dado cuenta. ¿De cuándo agregaron este libro? ¿Y quién lo escribió? Dije, no sé, dije, a lo mejor es un libro de Carlos Cuauhtémoc Sánchez.
Volando sobre el pantano.
Volando sobre el pantano. La fuerza de Chessy, que la puta fuerza de Chessy, que no sé qué. Y que la que Chessy fue y se murió y que al último estaba soñando.
Ay, no, esos libros eran espantosos.
They y que so los homosexuales bad. Estamos enfermos porque no sé qué, no sé qué.
Ay, read that shit in junior high, in high school in Mexico.
Oh, sí, porque eran unos libros wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Que caga, apaga la lumbre a pedos. Y ahora digo, ay, Carlos, de verdad. Like, shout out a Carlos Cuauhtémoc Sánchez, donde quiera que estés. ¿Y en qué iba? Oh, pues el apocalipsis. No me estás tomando el tiempo, que me pongo nerviosa, ¿ok? Que ya DACA nos toma el tiempo de por sí. Y entonces dije, apocalipsis. Le dije, señores, ¿no es el apocalipsis? Y la hace, no, es el apocalipsis, porque aquí dice que lo que cuando se acabe el mundo, los maricones, no sé qué. Y dije, oh, man, está bien. Y para entonces yo no tenía nombre drag. Y dije, me voy a cagar en la madre de esta señora. Y mi nombre drag es Apocalipsis. Con apellido, ¿verdad? Porque
¿cuál es tu apellido?
Me puse de la puente por parte de mi abuelita. No. Soy Apocalipsis de la Puente. Y ya, ya tú sabes.
De la Puente.
De la Puente. Me, o sea, para que soy era así bien, así dramático, así como.
De la Puente.
Con ustedes, Apocalipsis de la Puente.
Oh my God.
Ella
oh
es una mezcla de desierto, casualidad y cafetería. Con ustedes, la grande, la inigualable, Apocalipsis de la Puente.
Oh my God. That so is the good. Best drag queen story Apocalipsis. Ever.
And what was your specialty? Did you lip sync? Did you sang, right?
No, I lip synced. Pero usualmente yo hacía artistas en vivo como Paquita La del Barrio, Chelo Silva. Hice una vez a esta Vicky Carr.
¿Cuál?
Mala suerte.
¡Yes!
pero mi favorita era Paquita, era la más popular. Y
sí.
I rack them tips, girl. Y es que esta le va para Donald Trump. Y es que lo que tú me hiciste es peor que una mentada. Mira que jugar conmigo, yo que tanto te adoraba. Thank you. I really appreciate your kind words. And without saying such bad things, I will ask you for one favor. Go and say hello to your mama. Are you listening to me? Useless.
Ay, no,
oh,
no.
My God.
You need to keep
¿Sabes para qué voy a usar tu pared? Tu muro lo voy a usar para colgar mis calzones.
Ay, no, Juan, ya no puedo.
I'm gonna have a heart attack right now.
Se le va el aire. He needs some milk.
So you told me.
Oh my God.
Switching gears a little bit. You arrived to this city at the same time as I did in 1998. You came directly from where?
De allá de un pueblito, de la sierra.
Del Rancho Grande.
En un ranchito en la sierra. No, ¿cuál ranchito? Yo soy del mero, mero Aguascalientes.
Ua.
De la fe de San Marcos.
And all your families from there, both sides?
No, yo soy, bueno, soy por parte de mi mamá, somos mestizos y soy español por parte de un amigo de mi papá. No. La familia de mi papá de allá de partes de Jalisco, del Huejuquilla, el Alto Jalisco. Shout out pa Huejuquilla.
Para todos y los que nos escuchan allá.
Para toda la gente que nos escucha desde Huejuquilla, muchos saludos. Saludos a la a mis tías abuelas que son, que no sé si todavía están ahí, que eran las dueñas de la zapatería que estaba ahí por la plaza y no sé. Uh-huh. Bien bonitos los zapatos, de verdad.
Ya, yeah, salieron en la movie Coco, ¿verdad?
Ay, no. Eran narcas y salieron en la movie Coca.
Now that is a Disney movie right there.
We'd have gone on the hand. Recuérdame. Pero no se te olvide mi cara. Recuérdame. Y entonces, mi, y la otra parte de, bueno, yo lo encontré a la familia por, ¿cómo se llama? Genealogía. Uh-huh. Genealogy.com.mx. Porque it was having this shout out to Genealogy. Que they were having a,
today's episode is sponsored by Genealogy.com.mx.
Encuentra a tu familia perdida.
1-800.
¿Quieres volar? No tenía nada que ver, ¿quieres volar? Pero me gusta cómo suena.
Ya, güey.
Ya.
Ya, güey.
Ya, no, güey.
Ya, güey.
Pinche pendejo. Así le haces.
I can't.
Ya, güey. Y pues, encontré la encontré información sobre mi abuelo y todo eso, pero mi abuelo murió antes de que yo naciera y a lo que me dice mi abuela, pues me decía mi abuela, él no era una persona muy nice, pero venía de una familia militar, política muy importante según eso. Y bueno, ya le salió el nieto maricón y todo. y por parte de mi mami, somos de San Luis Potosí, de Villa de Arriaga.
Wow. So you I know you, besides being a teacher, besides being a master student, besides being a badass fucking drag queen, you also delve into the arts of curandería. You're a curandero.
You're a very spiritual person.
Yes.
That's what I'm gathering. Mm-hmm.
I want to know that journey. I want to know that story.
Todo empezó una hermosa tarde de verano. La noche que Chicago se murió.
Ay, ay, ay.
Pues fíjate que yo me divertía bastante haciendo drag al principio, pero la verdad es que nunca fue mi llamado. Uh-huh. So fue algo como pasajero, temporal, que lo disfruté cuando sucedió, pero cuando se volvió como una expectativa, como un trabajo, entonces ya la verdad es que mis respetos para las personas que lo hacen.
Sí, claro.
Pero era mucha chinga.
It's a full-time job.
Era mucha chinga, la verdad. Que la gente dice, ay, van y cantan, y no, no, no. ¡Bailas! Era, bailas, te maquillas, cantas, compras pelucas. Like, son muchas cosas, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ellas no son, ¿cómo dice? Ella no es vedette. es mucho trabajo y mucha chinga y pues no era, me gusta el escenario, me gusta declamar, me gusta recitar, me gusta el arte, me encanta el barroquismo, pero no sé, yo no quería que eso se volviera algo tiempo completo y aparte que la verdad me gusta mucho mi barba, mi bigotito y pues no se puede esconder que hay muchos problemas con drogas.
Sí.
Y pues yo veía muchas cosas muy, muy fuertes que yo dije, no, está cabrón. Like, hay muchas heridas, mucho dolor dentro de nuestra comunidad. Y yo como activista, yo como una persona que veía de primera mano todo lo que pasaban, muchas de mis hermanas trans, mucha de mi gente indocumentada, LGBT, pues I was very angry. Mm-hmm. I was angry as hell, you know? And everything was anger. And I look at my MySpace and at my Facebook from years ago and I was like, damn, I was angry. De todo sí. Explotaba.
Bien darks.
Bien darks. No, que darks, bien reds. I got sick. I got very, very sick. I was in the hospital and I lost a lot of weight. I was urinating constantly and I was like, there's something happening with my body. And I no sabía qué era. Vomitaba y fui al doctor y me dijo que tenía diabetes. Mm-hmm. Y que tenía que empezarme a cuidar. Y entonces that's when I realized that my body was telling me something, right? That diabetes was part of the legacy of dealing with emotions in an unhealthy way. And also of, you know, anger, you know. I understand there are other reasons. There are other pathological reasons behind diabetes. But as a spiritual person, I also think that it makes a big difference how you deal with your health.
Yeah. Mm.
You know? Because once you acknowledge that you're a divine being, that you're a spiritual person, that you're a part, that a part of God is within you and within everybody, then you start taking care of yourself and others more.
Mm-hmm.
So then I, as a good Mexican, right, I didn't just want to find it for me, but I wanted to find it for everybody. Like, you know, when you find a lady, that little puesto with gorditas, you don't just want it for yourself. You want to invite everybody to get gorditas, you know?
Yeah, huevo.
So I start having dreams with this black goddess wearing blue. And in this dream, I would ring a rattle and I would go into trance. And I kept having these recurring dreams. And I was like, yesto? And at that point, I was looking for my spirituality. I wanted something different because the Catholic Church was very, and it's still very anti-gay. And mm-hmm. there were really no spaces for queer people to develop spiritually, you know, like there was the Las Vegas Metropolitan Church, whatever, and they were queer friendly, but at that point I didn't feel they were people of color like friendly. I didn't feel it was
a space for
a
you.
Welcoming space for yeah. even in the LGBT center at that on those times, you know. I remember one time going to a couple of the meetings and it was like, damn, like this is. I can work with them, you know. Thank God, you know, it's a little different and we mm-hmm. have more spaces now. Pero hace unos años no era igual.
Sí.
Entonces, yo seguía teniendo estos sueños. I went to the swap meet once and there was this lady that was selling a lot of bracelets and whatnot. And you can tell that I love knickknacks and all this stuff. Y fui, le compré uno, se le dije, oiga, usted es chamana o santera o algo. Dijo, sí. Dije, me gustaría aprender un poquito más.
Mm-hmm.
So, I never wanted to get a reading. Because I like giving readings, but I don't like getting them.
Interesting.
And I told her, I just want a limpia, you know, para los haters. And because I had gotten into a car accident. And I was like, I feel like there's a lot of tension in me. And mm-hmm. I just wanted to cleanse the energies, you know. So I was like, I want a limpia. And that's all I want. I don't want no reading. So I got my limpia. I started noticing the differences in my life. And finally, I decided to go ahead and do the reading. And I got the reading. And she said, que hay un orisha que se llama Shango, que te viene protegiendo, te viene acompañando. Pero hay algo más que estoy viendo en que dice un orisha que te está trayendo a esta tradición, que esto es algo que tú vas a hacer en el futuro, aunque at that point, you know, being a university student, being an ex-Catholic, I was still very, like, skeptical about a lot of things, you know? And I told her, oh, I'm having dreams with this goddess, and I don't know who she is, and se puso blanca, ella dijo, oh my God, esa es Yemaya. Entonces, eso es lo que está diciendo tu lectura. Years after that reading, I got initiated as a priest in the Lukumi tradition. And on the third day of the initiation, you receive a big, like a live reading called Ita. And in my Ita, Yemaya came through in that reading and said that she was the one that had brought me to that tradition. Bear in mind, none of these people in the ceremony knew that story, that I was having those dreams. And then my reading also said that Obatala, my crowning orisha, which is the orisha that I'm a priest of, went to my grandmother's grave, my grandmother had raised me to get her blessing. And again, these people knew nothing of my grandmother because that's something I kept very private. And, you know, I don't have all the answers.
Yeah.
I don't know what's after death. I don't know what's going to make you happy in your life. Mm-hmm. But I know that there's something out there larger and bigger than us. And also within us, right? That we don't, as a result of colonialism, as a result of Christianity and, mm-hmm. and westernized religions, we have forgotten how to tap to that, to those energies. We're not in balance with nature and with our spirits anymore. So that's how I came to spirituality, you know? And also what I loved about it was the openness, right? I didn't have to be compartmentalized. I didn't have to only be queer outside of ceremony. And then when I come to ceremony, I had to act straight. I never had to do that. Mm. I could be my whole, así como soy, en este desmadre que soy, of course, with reverence and with love and respect, I didn't have to change. No tuve que cambiar. Tuve que cambiar cosas en las que yo no siempre me respetaba, no siempre me cuidaba. Cosas positivas, pero nunca es de que, oh, tienes que dejar de ser gay, o tienes que dejar de ser esto, o es pecado lo otro. It was never that. Of course, you have to be a good, decent human being, right? A decent person.
Yeah, of course.
And find out what is it that you want to do with this chance that you have right now in this world. And that really mixed, that really, ¿cómo se dice? Complemented my activist thought and upbringing, mm-hmm. and also the educator in me, right? Because I love, as much as I love to teach, I also love to learn. To me, it works for me. That doesn't work for everybody.
Yeah, of course.
But it truly works for me.
But you tap into a very important point, because we are in a university system, and university systems in the West, the United States, Europe, they're designed to believe in one form of knowledge. Mm. And we, as you say, we're not trained to understand other forms of knowledge. Mm-hmm. So coming to that realization and coming into that spiritual world while also being part of a system that completely denies it, it's something very admirable, and I'm sure it was like a huge step in your life.
Yes, but I think, like Lorena Saldúa says, we are those people that live in the borderlands of a lot of things, and that those margins, those borderlands allow you to give you such freedom to create, to center yourself, to do so many things, right, that are not necessarily accepted by the mainstream, right? Mm-hmm. Pero nosotros también lo podemos aceptar. Y una cosa que yo siempre pensaba como activista is that we often seek validation by the state, by the academia, by this, by that, by the government. And sure, we need those things, right? We need papers. We need those things. But
it's a salary, is God.
But we don't need to be validated in our humanity.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
We get to do ourselves.
Absolutely
in
right.
In our communities, right? And we also get to build our own economies. We also get to build our own institutions of knowledge. So I think that in order to become a community with more agency, with more freedom, right, we also need to start investing in our communities, right?
Mm-hmm.
In centering the margins and becoming our own sources, our own centers of knowledge.
Correct.
Right? Because we come from people, like, whether we want to look at either of our pasts or indigenous past or African past or los moros también, muchos de estos eran personas con mucho conocimiento, right?
Right.
Y con universidades, con entidades de conocimiento.
Increíbles.
Exacto. So I think that's a teacher, that's one of the things that I want to teach my students, right? I want to decenter, right, that those narratives. For example, people still teach that Pizarro, along with 150 Spanish, conquered the whole Inca kingdom.
We were just talking about that in class. I said, you know, the Spanish were never able to conquer that kingdom because knowledge, it's inscribed in the landscape, in textiles, in the art, and they never were able to understand that. Mm-hmm. So there's forms of knowledge in a way more than other parts of the world. They're more alive than ever. So it's really interesting. And it's important to point that out.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we need to take a little break.
Oh, my God.
And then we will be back with our guest and with some recommendations.
Bailas.
Hi everyone, it's Favi Fav with a special Seagull update. The chick is twice as big now and twice as loud and waking up at like 4 in the morning. So, you know, I could see this as a bad, annoying thing, but I'm working on an installation now and I'm getting a full 18-hour day out of it. So, you know, hashtag blessed. Come through if you're in Portland, Maine. My exhibition, Pólvora, opens up at Space this Friday, July 6th, and the reception is 5 to 8. So join me this Friday, July 6th, from 5 to 8 at Space in Portland, Maine, downtown on Congress Street. All right, y'all. How's it going? As you heard in a previous episode, Babelito and I are going to be in Atlanta, Georgia with Gift. They're presenting the 7th biennial Money for Our Movements, a social justice fundraising conference, July 27th to the 29th at Georgia State University, again in Atlanta, Georgia. Please join us. Register for the conference today. Babelito and I will be emceeing the entire thing, and we are so excited. Again, Money for Our Movements, a social justice fundraising conference. For more information, go to grassrootsfundraising.org. Define America presents the workshop run of Prieto, an autobiographical one-man show written and performed by nationally acclaimed poet Yosimar Reyes. Known for his frequent exploration into themes of migration and sexuality, Reyes takes his audience on a journey into his experience growing up queer in the hood of East San Jose. That's right, y'all. Yosimar is working on his one-man show, and you can check out the workshop run this July 12th through the 14th in LA. Get your tickets today. We are so proud of our friend. I am so excited to see this show. Google it, locas. And we're back.
What a roller coaster, Juan.
Juan,
I feel like we haven't started.
We haven't even scratched the surface.
¿No acabamos la historia del ribbon? ¿O sí? ¿Sí?
What happened?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so now this is the part of the show where we give shout outs. We recommend something. Usually Rabin. Babelito does music. I'll recommend a podcast or something, but it can be anything you'd like. Do you want us to go first or you want to go?
You can go first so I can think about one.
Babelito?
So, I don't know when this is coming out. It's probably going to be old by the time this comes out. But one of my favorite bands finally came out with a new album. This is Beach House. The album is 7. It is one of the most beautiful. If you like the Cocktail Twins, if you're one of those weird Latinos who you're not understood in high school, you were listening to that shit, this is the new Cocktail Twins for me. And it's just, every single album is great. Shout out to my friend Yaremi. She's not allowed in this country, so she hasn't been able to see Beach House. She sent me a video on Friday. Mm-hmm. Finally got to see them in Mexico City. It was a beautiful moment, even though I wasn't with her. And they were estaban estrenando su disco. So shout out to Beach House, who plays shows in Mexico, because a lot of bands are afraid to do it. Shout out for this amazing album, and shout out to my friend Yaremi. I love you, girl.
So I'm going to recommend an artist. I have been obsessed with this artist recently. His name is Jeffrey Augustin Sanko. So he is actually Filipino, and he was a child actor who got into doing art. And so his art is very performative, very theatrical, and very conceptual. And what got my attention was a couple years ago, he made these robes, and they look like KKK robes, but he calls them gay robes, and they have the rainbow flag on them. So a lot of his work is about being gay, Filipino, and... a lot of his work is about being raised within the Catholic Church, and how, like, so the reason why I love the gay robe is because it's referencing Christianity, because the KKK actually got
from the penitentes.
Those robes from the Spanish. Yeah. And then just like the swastika was a very spiritual thing that was taken by the Nazis. Anyways, he uses that, and then he uses pop culture and mixes it together to make these incredible installations. And he just did an installation for Art Prize in Michigan. Do you know what Art Prize is?
It's tell me about it.
The whole city, I think Grand Rapids, turns into a big art exhibition. And like churches, cafeteria, schools, they lend their spaces for a big art show. And so he did this room with this collective of artists that he has called Society 23, which is really just him 23 times. So he created this locker room. And it has 23 of the robes. It's like a changing room for this gay fraternity that he calls Society 23. And he mixes in like sports imagery and then like also reality television into his work. So that, check out his website, Google him, Locas. My favorite part is he has a mirror set up like in RuPaul's Drag Race. You know how when they leave, they write a lipstick message?
Yeah.
So it's like incorporating gay culture. It's incredible. His work is great. So many layers. Jeffrey Augustine Sanko. Google him.
Links in the website.
What's your recommendation, Juan?
My recommendation is for you to take Latina studies with me this summer.
Yes. Yes.
Here we go.
So I'm teaching Latina studies in I believe it's the third session. And you can look me up on Facebook under Juanito de la Puente.
Apocalypse. Yeah, Apocalypse. Where can people find you? Where's the best place for you? Facebook?
Ay, aquí en la esquina. En
la Mar y la Amparcua.
La Mar y la Amparcua, güey. La quemea. And I also want to recommend this really badass new bookstore that is opening. That opened not too long ago. It's called Janko Books. I changed owners recently. Uh-huh. And the owners are really, really badass, really amazing. And some of my friends work there. And I think we ought to support small bookstores also.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's a good recommendation.
I know they're going to provide a space for a lot of different things, for workshops, for centering community knowledge, right? Which is what truly what we need in our community. So
yeah.
And... yeah, so I think that's very...
What part of town is it in, is the bookstore in Las Vegas?
Está por la Charleston.
Uh-huh.
¿Le doy la dirección?
No, I can post it. We'll put it on our website.
I'll put the link on the website, yeah. Por, don't worry.
2002 West Charleston Boulevard.
Okay. Awesome.
¿Doy la address? No, la des. La voy a dar de todos modos.
Ahuevado.
Y pues sí.
Juanito, this is the first of many...
I hope you come back. You are amazing.
You're a light.
You really are. I haven't laughed that hard in so long.
Me neither.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we needed this.
You're amazing.
Also, if y'all need readings or limpias, hit me up.
Bitch, I'm coming over. Yes. Sign me up. All right. That's it, right? We're done? Okay. I am like...
El moño.
Te lavas de la cara y el moño no.
And as always, you can find us at latinoswholunch.com. Send your questions, your emails to asklwlpod@gmail.com. If you have a moment, please review us wherever you listen to podcasts. 5 stars.
5 stars solamente.
Because the more reviews we have, the more represented we are. And
representation is essential.
Today's episode was produced by Justin Favela and Emmanuel Ortega. Our intern is Carla Lagunas. Our marketing assistant is Hector Aguilar. I'm Fabi Fab.
E io sono Babelito.
Bye.
Coma frutas y verduras.